In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
When Jesus saw the multitudes, he went up a high mountain and sat down. And he opened his mouth and taught, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." This is how the Sermon on the Mount begins. We sing it, at least the beginning of it, every Sunday as our Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This past Lent, on one of the Sundays, this was the reading prescribed. And at the time, I thought I'd like to look at the Beatitudes, maybe one at a time, each one on a given Sunday. And so, it may not be every Sunday, but we'll start today with Blessed are the poor in spirit. As a kid, I always or often misunderstood that. I used to think, shouldn't we try to be rich in spirit? Why would we want to be poor in spirit? Shouldn't we want to have a rich spiritual life? And even as an adult, it took some explaining. But poor in spirit does not mean spiritually impoverished. It doesn't mean lacking the spiritual life like I misunderstood as a child. Being poor in spirit means having the spirit of the poor. Maybe substitute the word humble for poor and it'll make a little more sense. Blessed are the humble in spirit. It starts to say, oh, I get it now. Blessed are the poor in spirit. To be humble, to be detached from material things is to be poor in spirit. And probably most importantly, to be aware of our complete dependence on God. It's hard to be dependent on God when we're also controlled by material things, by what we collect, by what we earn, by what we have. It's hard to be dependent on God when we're striving and ambitious, when we're looking for the next best thing. It's tempting to forget God altogether as we amass all this stuff. And even if we're not tempted to, sometimes we're just busied into it. We get lost in a sea of stuff. Or worse than forgetting God, we expect God to be our partner in it, to be our supplier. God, please help me acquire this or that and get this. And in the midst of all these busy mosquito-like things chasing us down with all these temptations and all these callings, enters Jesus. And he sits down and he opens his mouth and he says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." The kingdom of heaven is found in the very opposite attitude. The kingdom of heaven is found by being humble, by being detached from the material, and by being utterly dependent on God. And now, the kingdom of heaven is found wherever God is. I mean, you could say that's its most basic definition. Wherever God is, there is the kingdom of heaven. So how can God find room in a soul that is attached to all this material junk? A soul that's obsessed with the next best thing. There's just no room for God in there. Today is All Saints of North America, second Sunday after Pentecost. It's an important reminder as we continue this feast of Pentecost, as we continue the celebration of the Holy Spirit, to have this day where we remember our local saints. Reminder that the Holy Spirit is continually active, continually here and now in this place and in this time. You know, at Vespers last night, one of the things we said about the saints of North America, we sang that they exemplified the Beatitudes. They were poor in spirit. They were humble in spirit. And being poor in spirit allowed them to follow the promptings of God. Being poor in spirit allowed them to find the true riches of his kingdom. You know, the original missionaries, they left everything. They left everything to come to America. They left their homes, they left their friends, they left extended families, they left their stuff, they left all kinds of things in order to share the gospel with strangers. I mean, you can't imagine if they didn't have that poor in spirit attitude that they would have been willing at all. But because they were detached from these things, they were able to move and follow the promptings of God. And even today, consider the saints among us. The saints among us are humble, they're detached from worldly stuff, and they're dependent on God. In other words, the saints of today are poor in spirit. There's a trend in popular culture called downsizing or simplifying. which means to get rid of stuff, to not need as much things, to not need as much space, to not need as much of all the material things in this world. And there's websites and blogs and books, because there's a certain percentage of people that really want to get out of this rat race. They really want to have what God offers. And maybe they don't all use the term, but there is a desire in us to be poor in spirit because it is a peaceful thing to be. But it's hard because we're so attached. It's an interesting thing, these websites and blogs and books I looked at, many of them, a large percentage, all said the same thing. In order to simplify, in order to downsize, in order to become poor in spirit, they said you have to get rid of valuable stuff. It doesn't work to get rid of your junk. You were going to throw that out anyway. Or at least you should be. It said you have to get rid of valuable stuff if you want to detach and if you want to be poor in spirit. It said every day throw out something valuable. Now, by valuable, they don't mean your wedding ring. They don't mean your savings bonds. If you're going to throw savings bonds out, donate those. But it meant something that you have an attachment to, something that you have that's emotionally valuable, but you really don't need, that you really don't have any use for. Because once you realize you don't have a use for that, you can start to let your emotions and your sentiment and your spirit attach to something far more valuable than stuff. And they said it's hard at first, but the only way to detach is to start with something that has value to you. Otherwise, you're not detaching. Of course, the Christian believer would have to follow that up by filling the space with something else. Detaching alone isn't enough. We fill that space with God. We fill that space with prayer. We fill that space with serving the less fortunate. We fill that space with the very kingdom of heaven that Christ promises the poor in spirit. Because isn't that what we're trying to do anyway? Find the kingdom of heaven. You know, today's gospel reading is a perfect illustration of the poor in spirit. You know, Jesus calls four disciples, Peter, Andrew, James, and John. What do? They leave their nets, they leave their boats, they leave their business, they leave poor Zebedee right there in the boat to manage for himself, they leave their family. These four were poor in spirit because they were humble and they were detached from material things and aware of their dependence on God. Can you imagine how different the gospel would be if Peter, Andrew, James, and John had answered, well, we'll come when we're not so busy. Or, Lord, let's wait for the fishing season to end before we follow you. Or, you know, I got this business going. Maybe when I retire, I'll get to that. It would be a very different gospel with very different disciples. But these four were poor in spirit, and they found heaven because they were detached, because they were dependent on God, and because they had humility of heart. No matter what we do, no matter what we collect, and no matter what we earn, we'll never find heaven. We'll never find God through those means. But Jesus, he went up the mountain, sat down, opened his mouth, and said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Amen.